I found it interesting. A lot of misconceptions about the South. A lot of people think everybody from the South is a redneck. And you don't have to talk like this to be a redneck. I've been to 48 states. There are rednecks everywhere you go. See, the problem I found, a lot of people don't know if they're a redneck or not. So I came up with a test to kind of help people out. Things like, if your richest relative buys a new house and you have to help take the wheels off of it, you might be a redneck. If your wife's hairdo has ever been destroyed by a ceiling fan, you might be a redneck. If you refer to the fifth grade as my senior year, you might be a redneck. If you've ever taken a beer to a job interview, you might be a redneck. If you can burp and say your name at the same time. Look at this. People are qualifying out here. If your front porch collapses and kills more than three dogs, you might be a redneck. If your family tree does not fork, you might just be a redneck. And you see stupid stuff everywhere. It's not just the South. I was working in Cleveland not long ago. Walking through the airport there, a guy came over the loudspeaker and said,
"Would the passenger that lost a hearing aid please report to the Northwest ticket counter?"
I've been working a lot in Las Vegas. They have a show in Las Vegas called Nudes on Ice. Who thought this up? Because we know what cold temperatures do to the human body. You got to figure women that paid $15 to see the show are kind of getting the short end of the stick there.
How old is he, Harold? He's a eunuch, for God's sake.
Of course, we know when women get cold, you know, some exciting things happen there. Oh, a nice tall girl could put somebody's eye out.